Good morning, and welcome to the Heal Security Dispatch Daily Digest, your go-to source for the latest and greatest in cybersecurity, proudly presented by Heal Security. I'm Richard Simmons, joining you bright and early from London, ready to dive deep into the pivotal role of cybersecurity in the healthcare sector. Today is Friday, May 3rd, 2024, so grab your coffee and get comfy as we explore the digital landscape's twists and turns.
I'm Charles, the CEO and founder of Heal Security. We're the masterminds behind the Heal Security Desktop, an innovative tool designed to deliver cutting-edge cybersecurity threat intelligence specifically for the healthcare industry. Keeping a sharp eye on over 222,000 vulnerabilities, 1.5 million products, and roughly 645,000 organizations and vendors, our Heal Security Desktop ensures that we stay ahead in the cybersecurity game. We invite you to join our Heal Security Desktop Early Adopters Program. Collaborating with us will make you an integral part of this groundbreaking journey. To learn more and get involved, please visit healsecurity.com.
Microsoft's Chief Information Security Officer, Charlie Bell, is leading a major cybersecurity strategy overhaul in response to a critical report from the CSRB. Security is now the top priority, with reforms including appointing deputy CISOs to product teams, tying senior leaders' pay to security progress, and launching the Secure Future Initiative. This initiative aims to enhance security across Azure, Windows, Microsoft 365, and security, with a focus on faster patches, improved identity management, and zero trust policies. Google reverted a recent recapture update due to a bug affecting Firefox for Windows. The bug caused the capture prompt to malfunction, showing only a spinning circle. It stemmed from a dark mode detection routine, which modified a div's background color too early. Users could temporarily switch browsers or wait for a fix. Google quickly acknowledged and fixed the issue, clarifying it was unintentional. According to an article by The Hill, a recent study reveals that US businesses face significant financial losses due to malicious cyber activity. On average, firms lose 1.3% of their market value in the month following a cyber incident. Taking into account spillover effects, the total estimated losses for all US businesses amount to nearly $264 billion, which is between 0.8% and 1% of the 2023 US GDP. Excluding spillover effects for private companies, the total loss is estimated at $207 billion. These findings highlight the substantial economic impact of cyber threats on the US business sector. CISA and the FBI issued a Secure by Design alert highlighting path traversal vulnerabilities exploited in recent attacks on critical infrastructure. These flaws, also known as directory traversal, allow unauthorized access to sensitive files and directories through manipulated user input. Despite being recognized for over two decades, they persist as significant security risks. The agencies urge organizations to prioritize eliminating these vulnerabilities, emphasizing a secure software development lifecycle to prevent exploitation. Mitigation strategies include using random file identifiers, separating metadata, and limiting file name characters. OWASP provides additional guidance for manufacturers and cloud service operators. Testing against path traversal bugs and adhering to secure design principles are recommended. Manufacturers are encouraged to publish their secure design roadmaps to demonstrate their commitment to customer safety. The White House issued a new NSM focusing on enhancing critical infrastructure security against cyber and physical threats, replacing an outdated policy. It prioritizes risk-based approaches, accountability, and international cooperation. CISA is designated as the national coordinator, and DHS will summarize risk management efforts. It reaffirms 16 critical infrastructure sectors with assigned sector risk management agencies. The focus includes improving cybersecurity and threat intelligence and addressing recent attacks, especially in the water sector. Andrew Witty, CEO of United Health Group, faced intense scrutiny during a Senate hearing regarding the Change Healthcare cyber attack. Senators questioned delays in provider payments, inadequate cybersecurity measures, and United Health's dominant role in healthcare. Despite claims of returning to normalcy, senators expressed concerns about ongoing issues and broader healthcare challenges. Witty promised action, but faced skepticism over United Health's control and influence in the industry. Researchers and collaborators from the University of Westminster have crafted a 10-step roadmap to create inclusive health chatbots, aiming to reduce biases and enhance outcomes for marginalized groups. The roadmap covers stages such as concept planning, safety measures, testing, governance, and ongoing monitoring. Stakeholders emphasized integration into healthcare settings, ensuring accuracy, data safety, and community involvement. The roadmap aims to guide the development of conversational AI in healthcare to effectively address health disparities. Let's wrap up this week's final podcast by discussing recent advancements in healthcare, particularly in the treatment of cystic fibrosis. Breakthroughs like CFTR modulators and emerging therapies such as epithelial sodium channel inhibitors and gene therapy have remarkably increased life expectancy for those with cystic fibrosis. However, challenges persist in terms of accessibility to these treatments and the need for adequate mental health support. Nonetheless, ongoing research offers hope for continued progress in cystic fibrosis management. Thank you for listening. I'm Richard Simmons, and that concludes today's edition of Heal Security Dispatch Daily Digest. We appreciate your time and look forward to having you with us again tomorrow for more insightful updates. Remember to like and subscribe for ongoing coverage and in-depth analysis, and consider joining the Heal Security Desktop Early Adopter Program by visiting healsecurity.com. Until we meet again, don't have nightmares. Stay savvy and secure in the digital realm.